was talking to her husband. She said, you know, each year on my birthday, you make a bunch of promises you don't keep. You should become a politician.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever told a lie? Are you lying now about lying? Most parents admit to lying. I once told my kids that buffalo wings came from buffaloes. And when we were waiting for a stoplight, I said, you have to snap your fingers to get the light to turn green. Eventually, it worked. But make sure you tell them you're kidding, or kids never know what to believe. Here are a few lies parents have told. A father told his son, there's an app that tells me if you've brushed your teeth or not. If the ice cream truck is playing music, it means they're out of ice cream. One mother told her kids that the pet store is the zoo. It was closer and cheaper, she said later. I got away with it for 3 years. A dad admits, I told my kids that the star symbol on my phone was really a snowflake, and it was a direct line to Santa that I could call if they were naughty. I told my daughter that the flax seeds in her bread were miniature chocolate chips. She believed me for over a year. I told them that the surveillance cameras in stores were Santa cams, that Santa was watching. They never misbehaved while shopping. My son asked me what PMS stood for. I said, poor mummy syndrome. When they were being naughty, I would say to them that the naughty children car was coming to take them away. Worked wonders, especially if I heard police or ambulance sirens outside. Well, how are you doing in the truth-telling department? A London pastor climbed on a trolley Monday morning the day after delivering his Sunday sermon. He paid his fare, and the trolley driver handed him his change. As he found a seat, he fumbled with the change and frowned. It was too much. The driver had made a mistake. Then the pastor smiled. It's wonderful how God provides, he thought. Money was hard to come by. This would cover his lunch. Maybe he could break even this week. He was still wrestling with his thoughts when the trolley came to his stop. Walking up to the driver, the pastor said, here, you gave me too much. You made a mistake. The driver smiled. No, it was no mistake, pastor. You see, I was in your church last night when you spoke on honesty. I thought I'd put you to the test. As a kid in Sunday school, I was asked if there was anything God couldn't do. I quickly responded, no. The wise teacher said, well, God can't tell a lie. She was right. God cannot tell a lie. God can't sin. God can't stop loving us. Listen to these amazing Bible verses on the character of God. These are so encouraging. God is not a man that he should lie. He doesn't change his mind like humans do. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord your God is the faithful God who for 1,000 generations keeps his promises. God bound himself with an oath so that those he promised to help would be perfectly sure and never need to wonder whether he might change his plans. He has given us both his promise and his oath, two things we can completely count on, for it is impossible for God to tell a lie. Now all those who flee to him to save them can take new courage when they hear such assurances from God. Now they can know without doubt that he will give them the salvation he has promised them. Happy is the one who has the God of Jacob as his helper, whose hope is in the Lord his God. He is the God who keeps every promise. Promise me that you'll tell the truth today, would you? Our kids and grandkids are going to remember our lives, and they're going to remember our words too. Just ask the one who said, my dad told me eating cheese would put hair on my chest. I was a 6-year-old girl.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and 4 easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.